Robinson says he's finally curing the years-old problem of broken-down elevators by replacing private contractors with in-house maintenance crews at a third of the cost.
Maintenance costs have increased and service has decreased. So it's more profitable for our people to repair the elevators, because if they don't, they will lose their jobs.
Robinson will save more money by firing 259 painters, carpenters, and others he says weren't pulling their weight. He's also firing Executive Director Elmer Beard, saying he can run the agency by himself. But to do that, Robinson told the CHA board today he'll need a $14,000 Olds 98, though he wouldn't say exactly why.
Transportation.
On the job, I think people might like more of an explanation than that.
Well, that's all I got to give them.
His ally on the board, Leon Finney, told some 200 residents at today's meeting Robinson is just following the lead of former chairman.
Mr. Mooney.
This is a new day.
Mr. Swivel, these cars, bought cars, and never brought it before the board, and we never knew what was going on. The chairman has already reduced the salary from
the board okayed Robinson's $12,000 pay cut, but he didn't get the votes for the Olds. Robinson's so sure that he will that he's already bought the car. I'm Marge Halperin.